from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey Democrats face a short time frame, 1 week, to name their successor to Congressman Bill Pascarell, who died yesterday. Over the next week, the several hundred Democratic County Committee members from across the 9th District will meet to pick a new nominee to fill out the balance of his term. Police are searching for two missing teenage girls who may still be in the Camden County area. 16-year-old Zadia Carfit has been missing for 2 weeks as of today. Nicolette Marchetti was reported missing more recently. She disappeared from her home this past Saturday night, just hours before her 17th birthday. Police say the incidents are unrelated. Warehouse sprawl in New Jersey has again come up against angry locals, this time in Middlesex County.
A proposed 176,000-square-foot warehouse in Monroe on North Disbrow Hill Road would be built near single-family homes. Opponents say the warehouse would lower property values and bring too many noisy trucks to an already congested area. A Change.org petition against the warehouse has over 1,000 signatures. The township says residents can voice their concerns at the next planning board meeting in late September. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Eantown becomes the latest municipality in New Jersey to skip the stuff, meaning restaurants can no longer automatically give plasticware and condiments for takeout or delivery. Marta Young with Clean Water Action says this move isn't an all-out ban. It just adds a step to limit the waste.
If a customer requests cutlery and condiments, the business can give whatever product they choose to give.
Jersey City introduced a similar measure earlier this month. Now the Lester Glenn Business Report. Multiple outlets are reporting Chick-fil-A is allegedly looking to develop a streaming service. The talks are that family-friendly content would be the focus. No official word yet from the owners of the food chain. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down about 177 points today. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on demand. Will it be a good shore weekend? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We're about to lose our pumpkin spice weather for a little bit here. Different flavor of pleasant conditions coming up as we really start to warm up. Expect clear skies tonight and comfortably cool temperatures. Lows will bottom out in the upper 50s on average across the state. And then tomorrow, I think you're going to notice it's warmer. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Highs around 80. Gorgeous day. Saturday, still pleasant, seasonably warm, but still not humid. With periods of sun and clouds, we'll see 80 to 85 degrees. More of the same on Sunday, partly sunny, with highs in the mid-80s to close out the weekend. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
74 in Hackensack, 75 in New Brunswick, and 77 in Evesham. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Eliminate gutter cleaning and protect your home year-round with Gutter Helmet. Call New Jersey's exclusive dealer under Home Solutions at 888-5-HELMET or visit gutterhelmet.com for a free gutter assessment and estimate.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.